This year, The Avenue and the Fox Cities Chamber are celebrating historical milestones. The Avenue with 15 years and the Chamber with 150. Together, recognizing other Chamber members with their own milestone celebrations. Here's Becky Bartosik, President and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber, a nonprofit supporting partner of The Avenue, with today's milestone profile.
We are so excited to be here today celebrating yet another great milestone of one of our members and one of our pillars of our community. Chris Dries is here with us today, the CEO of Menasha Corporation. So thank you so much, Chris, for making this time today.
No, thanks, Becky. It's great to be here.
Well, to get us started, Menasha Corp is just thriving, but you've been around quite a long time. Tell us about the history and everything going on over at Menasha Corp.
Becky, believe it or not, we're celebrating our 175th anniversary this year, which makes us the third oldest company in the state of Wisconsin. It's been a great, great background, all family held. Believe it or not, we're on our seventh generation of being privately owned by the same family. What a truly amazing story.
So tell us a little bit about the tremendous growth that you've been experiencing over the past few years.
Menasha Corporation's built upon key businesses. The first is graphic packaging and services. So virtually everybody in the Fox Valley has interacted with the product that Menasha Corporation has either packaged, promoted, or moved in some way or another.
You know, one thing that is very well known is the fact that you are very philanthropic and you care about this community. I know now this month, Menasha Corp is the presenting sponsor of our Excellence in Education Awards, which enables our chamber to recognize outstanding educators right here in the Fox Cities. That's just one of many things that you do to give back to the community. Could you share a couple more examples of things that you're doing?
Philanthropy is a key core component of the company and the founding family. So Elijah Smith early on not only helped out the various communities, whether it be Nina or Menasha, with many gifts, including the library, including a lot of the green space park, you name it, it's been a part of it. But the family also funds a foundation here, the Menasha Corporation Foundation, that we supply grants and awards to, in the Fox Valley alone, nearly 280 nonprofits in the area, and across the U.S., over 500 different charities Menasha Corporation supports. So in celebration of our 175th, we have four major grants that we're providing to local community that we'll be announcing May 21st, Becky.
Well, that is exciting, and we will be watching. So anything that you have planned this year in addition?
We are expanding in many of our sites to keep up with the unbelievable demand that we're seeing. So whether it be new buildings, new equipment across both our businesses, we're seeing great growth from that standpoint. We're also celebrating the 175th with the family shareholders in June. We do have a program, 175 Acts of Kindness program that we're doing with our employees and our shareholders that we're getting out in the communities that we live and operate in and trying to give back and really keep up that family tradition, that family spirit of giving back to the community.
Well, congratulations on such a successful growth and long-term history. And thank you for everything that your organizations do for our community.
That was Becky Bartosik, President and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber, a nonprofit supporting partner of The Avenue, with today's milestone profile.